To paraphrase the Veronicas, did you miss us? Did you really think we were gone? And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there.
Well, welcome to episode 24, only a week later. I mean, we skipped a week.
People can't get too world, upset.
Did the world come to an end?
I don't know. It's still out
did
there.
Did marriages break apart?
Did cats and dogs living together in perfect harmony?
Well, anyway, my name is Pete, and I'm the author of a blog called The Fat Man Chronicles. And sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are just a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And if you can hear the cat in the background, I'm not going to be surprised.
So
do you want to just start with what's going on with your psycho cat?
My cat's not psycho. Our cat. She is our cat. She had a little procedure. She had some radiation therapy, so she's a little radioactive right now.
Angel smash.
That's his favorite line. So she has to be confined for 2 weeks in a room by herself while the radiation levels die down. And unfortunately, the only room that's in our house that we can really confine her in that won't be destructive to our life completely is in our workout room. I said that.
So you have high radiation. I mean, because you're in there all the time.
Right. Yeah. So I can't work out. Clearly, I can't work out.
Because you this didn't is want like to become the incredible reason. Gretchen.
This is well. I'm only allowed to be near her 15 minutes a day. Like this is we're not near. Like I mean, like touching her and stuff. Like those, 15 minutes a day.
Those flimsy doors that are between us and her are
she's,
good enough.
She has two more days, and then she's like, then she can be in our basement, but they don't want her around Michaela because she's so young for an additional 15 days. So she won't be like released back into the household until the 13th. Mm. So she can hear us. She wants to be near us. And that's
well,
why she's,
you.
Well, she wants, no, she loves you too. She's always rubbing and giving you hugs and stuff. Well, she just wants to be near anyone. I mean, she's going a little stir crazy. So
it's no wonder we actually do have wine open then.
Yes.
So what's in that bottle?
In that bottle, we have an Alexandria Nicole from Horse Heaven Hills. It's a 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a prelude to our wine trip that we will be taking in less than
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Less than 3 weeks. I think it's
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks away. So,
yeah we're going to visit Alexandria Nicole while we're in Washington. We're going to spend a little bit of time in Horse Heaven Hills area, like Prosser. And they're going to be one of the people that we visit while we're there.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite wineries because they make great higher end wines, if you want to say that. But like, this is super affordable wine.
It's very tasty.
It's under $20, and like I had this pegged all day at 25 to 30.
Yeah,
it's really
tasty.
It's
very good.
Yeah, it's called their A squared Cabernet.
Oh yeah, I see it. Sorry, yes, I do see the A squared.
You pronounced everything correctly.
I did.
That might be the first time ever.
Hey, now I think you gave me like one that was just a letter once that I was pretty hard for me to screw up, but it's very good. This is actually our second glass of the evening because we had it with our dinner.
I poured short.
Oh, I didn't.
I poured short. With dinner.
Okay. And this is like.
And this.
Yeah.
So it's your second glass. So it's like my.
Well, no. Did you pour short for me for dinner too?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're a chugger.
I'm not a chugger. I don't.
It went really well with the steak.
It did go very well.
Well, I mean, should we just talk about, since we're talking about steak, should we just talk about the dinner extravaganza?
Our big dinner? Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Sorry. I have an itch. That was
Again,
amazing.
Your podcasting instincts are unbelievable.
I know. It's just
you've had ear problems for two in a row, I think.
I know what's going on. I'm falling apart. Yes, we did. Oh, now I'm going to cough too.
Oh, good. This is great. People are going to love us.
I'll have a glass of wine. They've missed us.
Well, they're going to be like, I really hope they start editing these things soon. No. We really don't need any of this.
They miss all this stuff. It's what makes us real.
Well, I'll start while you drink wine to heal your cough. So we had a dinner with, there were 10 of us total.
Yes.
So us and 8 friends. I know what you're thinking.
We do.
8 friends.
We have 8.
They're 4 couples.
Right. So we only had to befriend 4 people, and then the spouses
like
just kind of, they just had to come with. And actually it was all the wives. Mike was the husband.
Yeah.
Mike, so yeah.
Yeah. I work with Mike. And so we were going to put on this awesome dinner, and I would call it a success.
I think everyone enjoyed it. The fact that some people didn't leave till 3 o'clock in the morning is a pretty good indicator that everyone had a great time.
Right. So we did – so you did the first 2 courses.
Yeah. So I made – it was a 4-course meal total, but I did a lobster bisque that my brother made for Christmas Eve for us that I think we talked about on the air. And this is
– you nailed it.
It was amazing. And we will definitely post this recipe because it has no flour. It's totally MSG.
It has a little liquor. So it's
it
not
has
completely.
Sherry in it. Yeah. So it has a little liquor in it. But, I mean, it was just – absolutely delicious. My brother gave me some hints, you know, some tips that he, you know, learned while making his dish. And so I was able just to execute it. And it was like perfect. I loved it. I think everyone loved
you
it.
You had more lobster.
I did.
And ours. And I felt like the way you got the buttery goodness on the lobster.
Yeah.
Like kind of elevated it. Not that Vinny's wasn't really good.
No, Vinny's was very good.
I mean, you kind of went all out with that lobster.
Yeah, I did. I got 4 tails. For the 10 people.
It
was a lot of lobster. But, you know, it was good.
And we paired that with an awesome wine from Burgundy.
Oh.
Aligoté.
Yes.
By Damour. That was phenomenal and pretty rare. Like, it's hard to get Damour wines. They're natural and there's not a lot of them and they're hard to get. So
yeah. It was delicious.
That was fun. And then
I did a grilled seafood salad from Giada. It was a Giada recipe on Food Network, which it called for both scallops and squid. But getting fresh seafood this time of year in Chicago is not always the easiest. And I should have done better. And I should have pre-ordered knowing that I was going to need 20 scallops because I wanted to give everyone 2 scallops apiece. And it was Lent and it was the day after Friday. So it was my bad on that part. But we were able to find some very good scallops. They were frozen, but, you know, I Googled best ways. So I put them in like a cool bath and let them defrost on their own and, you know, dried them out.
They were great.
And they were great. I mean, kudos, you know. So we didn't do any of the squid because squid frozen, I'm not a fan of that one. But the scallops turned out great with a lemon, lemon vinaigrette. With radicchio and some yellow peppers.
They were great.
It was very tasty. So.
And that we paired with a verdicchio from Italy. And it was from Tenuta di Tavignano Misco. And that was the
Sometimes
actual.
Sometimes I feel like you just pick the Italian ones just so that you can prove that you have better pronunciation than me.
Well, I can do that with English. But
hey, now.
I can't pronounce all the French stuff, so.
Yeah.
But that one was great. That was the white wine of the year last year for Trey Bicchieri.
Oh.
And that was just incredible.
It was very good.
And we started out with some bubbly stuff and all that. And then it was time for the big one.
The Meatapalooza
course. So what did we have with that?
So besides, I'll let you talk about the meat. I did a broccoli, lemon broccoli. As a side, and then we had just
that's from
eat. I always say eat happy, happy.
No, it is eat happy. Oh, you always,
I always say
eat right.
I always say eat right. It's eat happy. So yeah, eat right.
we're like our own like plug for Anna Pacino.
I know. Well, we had one of our dishes again tonight. So yeah, so I did a lemon broccoli with that, and then we just did a simple salad. With you know, oil and red vine.
Well, but
with like amazing olive oil and then some
and the vinegar.
Vinegar
too.
From Paolo. And then you did some roasted smashed potatoes.
Right.
with a little chili flake in them, and they were delicious. And then it was the meat.
Then we had meat and six wines to go with the meat, because that was the purpose of the dinner. Exactly. Is to have a vertical of O'Shaughnessy.
Yes.
So we did a vertical 2009 to 2014 of O'Shaughnessy Hell Mountain Cabernet. And with that, you need meat.
You need meat.
So we had meat.
We did.
We had filet.
Yes.
And a few of them. And we had ribeye.
A few of them.
A few of them. And then we had a tomahawk steak.
That was our, like...
And I've never made one.
Guilty pleasure. Like, yeah. We want to... I mean, they're so cool.
They are. And I want to do it again because I figured out what I did wrong the first time. So I totally want to try again.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Dawn listens. So she'll be... She listens to it. So she was there and she was ready to come over. I was half expecting her to show up at our house last Saturday for dinner. So she, you know...
You guys still got some of that meat.
She knows that you want to do another tomahawk. She'll be first one in line with her plate out.
Yeah. I mean, and for us, it was overcooked, but for other people, it'd be perfect. It was like medium to medium well, unfortunately. But
the flavor,
it was great flavor.
Was just like, it's like, it doesn't, you know, for that type of cut of meat, if it's a little bit over, in our opinion, you still have the flavor.
Yeah, the flavor was great. But the other ones were cooked perfectly. We did a sous vide bath on them. And then
for a long time, we did longer. Usually we just do steaks for like an hour, but this time we did them for like, I want to say they were in there for a good 2.5 hours. We had them sous vide. Yeah. So they were nice. The ribeye melted. Just broke down and it was great.
Yeah, and then a very hard sear in some butter and olive oil. And they were, you know, just great seasoning. But I mean, they were great.
It was awesome.
And then you made two sauces that were very good.
Yeah, I did a mushroom red wine reduction sauce and then a, well, it wasn't cognac. We had Armagnac. Is that it?
Armagnac.
Cream
just
sauce.
A neighboring town,
yeah,
you know, a little bit different, but so, yeah. And then you made a great dessert.
Oh yeah, I did my again from Eat Happy, Eat Right.
Thanks, Anna Vecino.
It's a Mexican chocolate pot cream,
but we kind of modified.
So I did a pre run of it, and it says to let it sit overnight. And the first time we just used xylitol. It called for coconut sugar. And we were kind of like, I don't really want to use the coconut sugar. So let's see how it works with xylitol. And we each had a bite of it warm. And it was amazing. We loved it. But it called for it to sit overnight. So we let it sit overnight. And it hardened, which is what it's supposed to do. But we kind of liked it better warm.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
It was so nice. So we served it warm. And we made some fresh whipped cream with just a little bit of vanilla in it. And then threw some fresh strawberries on top because it's very rich.
It is very rich.
Because you use 85% cocoa in it. Right. So.
And we had some port with that Mike had brought along.
Yeah.
Some Taylor Fladgate 325th anniversary tawny, which was phenomenal. And then we had a few other wines we won't really talk much about, but just suffice it to say we opened some really good wines.
We opened some good wines.
In between there. Some old stuff that was around. So... And the really interesting part, so we talked about it being an NSNG meal, but it really wasn't. I mean,
because of the wine, it wasn't.
Well, no, I mean, potatoes aren't NSNG.
Well, potatoes, yeah.
Coconut sugar is not NSNG. All that wine's not NSNG, but that's okay.
Right.
Like, this is the way that we live. And I've been thinking about this more and more. Like, NSNG is just easy to say and then easy to explain.
Yeah.
But that's, we live like mostly no sugar, no grains.
Right.
And we live almost with no added sugar.
I mean,
very, very little. And we don't have many grains.
No.
But here or there, we will have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, we're not super strict. And
no.
Will we lose more weight if we were? Probably. Not the goal. Goal is to live a long, healthy life. And we've gotten to weights that I think we're both pretty comfortable with.
Yeah.
We both want to lose more.
Yeah.
But the weight isn't the only goal that we're looking at. So,
right.
And frankly, I've been a little hungry. it can happen, right?
Yeah.
But the dinner was awesome. I mean,
yeah, the company was great. Having our friends,
we
it was
laughed
just a
lot. Woke up the baby eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But
she eventually fell back asleep.
She fell back asleep eventually. But I mean, we had some really good time. I mean, they learned my 80s rapping skills.
Right. Yes, that's key for everyone.
It is.
We don't need to do that here, though.
I'm going to have a whole podcast devoted to
that's like when I'm not around.
Maybe people will like donate and then they can get me doing like classic 80s rap, Beastie Boys and
there you go.
Run DMC.
You can do that when I'm out of town. When I'm traveling for work, you can do it, your own little rap podcast.
Oh, yeah. You'll be out of town. We'll have to. Are we going to be? I guess we should be able to record.
Yeah, we can record on Sunday.
Yeah, we should be. I mean, we
got your dinner, though. We got your work thing.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, I don't know.
It'll be hard. You might be solo. Maybe you'll do.
I can't do that. Are you kidding me? Wait until you hear one of the reviews, and then you'll tell me that again.
Maybe you'll have to do, you'll do like one of your, like an interview or something.
Well, so you know what? An interview episode would be great. Yeah. I mean, and I did buy the cables. I have one more part that I'm waiting on to start that. But I do have people that have agreed to do this. I have no idea why. But they said they'll talk to us.
oh, I know. We can try out the whole Skype thing. We can call in via Skype from Atlanta.
Oh, that would be actually kind of fun. We could do that on Monday night, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to go out with work and drink and then come back. And
yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
And be all hopped up.
No. But yeah, we'll work it out. We'll work it out. We can't go on hiatus again. I think like our 10 people get very upset with us.
Right. Yeah. This is what everybody waits for every week. My Friday is not complete unless this uploads.
It helps to get them through the weekend.
Well, Kevin sent me an IM earlier. He started the IM with, "Pete, you're a podcast host." Well, Gretchen is.
I am not. You are more of a host than me, that's for sure.
Too funny. All right, so we've had 2 weeks.
Yes. Oh, my views from the couch.
What's going on? I mean, so I posted the shirt today. Views from the couch shirt.
I love it.
Which I think
Linda has. We got views from the couch for Linda. Yep. We need Linda to post a picture. Her and her or Nicole. We can Nicole can be her daughter is sporting the shirt as well.
There we go. So we have that. So I put that shirt up with a Zazzle like discount today.
Yes.
And I did a boosted post on the Facebook and 2 people clicked on that link so far.
That's
like,
funny.
Are you kidding?
That's awesome.
Like, but I just wanted to see like what would happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Okay.
Just playing around.
Yeah. So views from the couch. Let's see. Not much going on. I've been catching up on my Food Network shows because, the Olympics were going on and even my reality shows take a little hiatus during the Olympics as well. Not much. I mean, my Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're off in Barcelona.
Ooh.
So that's kind of fun to watch since we were just there. I like to see.
Sagrada Familia.
It's kind of funny. So, they're all very posh, the finer things of life and stuff. So the person that was organizing, usually they end up staying in these like amazing hotels with like these penthouse suites and the staff. And I mean, just some great experiences that I only wish I could experience. But this time around, they did an Airbnb.
Wow.
So it's interesting because, you can find some really nice Airbnbs. And like, the Cynthia who was organizing the trip, she's like, yeah, the pictures look really nice, look upscale. Well, as you know, I mean, you've been to Europe many times. There's not a lot of – it's very narrow buildings for the most part. So they're taller and narrow and, like lots of flights of stairs. Well, like this
– tell me about it.
This Airbnb was like 5 stories to That's get awesome. Because they have like, 6 or 8 girls and everyone needs their own room, of course. And so to have that many bedrooms, there's like 5 stories. And so they're all like carrying their bags because there's no one to help them. There's no bellhop. It's an Airbnb. You're on your own, right? You get keys and you're done. So they're all like, this is where we're staying. I mean, it looked perfectly nice. Like we would love to stay there. It looked had lots of charm. It was very
Sounds
nice.
Sounds like a good workout too.
Yeah. But these women were just, it was kind of funny. I'm like, oh my God, it looks like a nice hotel, but it's not to their what they're used to. Like they're used to staying in villas and all this stuff. So
good for them.
That was funny.
So one of the things that we just binged on, speaking of Europe,
yeah,
was that whole show with Henry Winkler and
what's the name of it?
And
Henry Winkler,
Bill
Captain
Shatner.
Kirk.
Captain Kirk. Bill Captain Shatner. Kirk. Yes, he's in that too.
George Foreman.
And Terry Bradshaw.
And then their intern.
Yeah.
Who's like a stand-up comedian. So he's like, somewhat something. It's about their-
Better late than never.
Yes. That is hilarious.
I People have to, like, if you want a good laugh, that one on and thank us later.
I want to go back and watch, like, season one of it, because that was season two, and we loved it. And I, like, taped, like, a couple from season one, but we just always had so much stuff that I ended up just deleting them and never watching them. And now I'm mad at myself because I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's fun to see, like, these icons, right? I mean, these guys.
It was like an Idiot Abroad with celebrities, but not making them do completely stupid things, but some stupid things that were pretty, they're pretty darn funny.
And who knew Terry Bradshaw liked to be naked all the time? Like, he was not afraid to take off his clothes.
Not hard to predict that. That dude's nuts. But I mean, I've been looking for some things to make me laugh, and that was one of them.
Oh,
and then
I
introduced Daniel. I would not recommend this to any kid younger than like 14, but Drunk History. I introduced him to Drunk History, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. Now, on demand, it's unbleeped, I didn't know until it was a little too late. And he's like, hey, I've heard it. You know,
that's true. Unfortunately, in this age, 14-year-olds probably heard it all.
But that show was
that's hilarious too.
And then the Big Brother had their celebrity edition, which I think we touched on. And here's what got me on that. Omarosa, just let loose on the White House. Like, I was kind of surprised that.
Pretty sure she signed something saying that she wasn't allowed. But she was very careful as to, like, she never used specific names.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Well, I guess there was a couple
times. She used very specific names.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, all the way to the VP.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that she's wrong in her view, because I have no idea.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you really kind of let loose on that thing.
But that's what CBS was hoping for, right? Like, that they were hoping that else would you put her on the show?
Well, it's like the only controversy. Everything else was pretty tame.
Yeah.
I thought, like, even the things that they called, like, outrageous were pretty
tame. Like, some of the stuff that
your housewife was even like,
Oh yeah, Brandy. She was just drunk all the time. But, like, even some of the stuff that I saw prior to, like, I saw some Twitter feeds. Well, I don't do Twitter, but, like, Facebook feeds and stuff of, like, things of people watching the, you know, the Access Live. And, like, Linda watches the Access Live. You know, she watches it all the time. And, you know, it's like some of the things that they said were very controversial, like, about the, you know, some of the things Omarosa said. But they didn't even show that. They didn't air it. Like, in prime time.
Well, maybe they couldn't.
I don't. But then they did in the clip. So they were doing the clip show. They showed some of it during the clip show. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just show this during, like, why wait to the clip? Maybe it's like, because they really didn't have that much. There was a lot of fighting.
No.
There was no Josh banging pots and pans.
There was a lot of quitters.
Yeah. A lot of quitters.
That's what I learned. Celebrities are quitters.
Quitters.
That's really what I learned.
Be celebrities.
How dare you?
Well, Meta World Peace is not a B-celebrity, I would say.
Dude's a world champion.
He's a world champion.
Chuck Liddell, the Iceman.
I didn't know who that was until you told me.
Oh, come on.
You didn't know who Brandy was.
That's true. And I still don't, to be honest with you.
Beverly Hills.
She's just drunk a lot.
She had a famous husband that cheated on her with Leanne Rimes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Learn something every day. All right. Well, then maybe I'll jump into my training.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I have discovered I love speed work. I absolutely just love it. And I was afraid of it for a long time, mm-hmm. but I love it. So speed work is basically where you warm up, run something easy, and then you do shorter distances at relatively higher speeds. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. So like 200 meter repeats, like where you'll run 200 meters at a faster speed and then run
like speed walking?
No. Like running.
Oh.
Like for me, it looks like an all-out sprint.
Uh-huh.
For other people, like my brother, for example, it might be speed walking.
Okay.
For you, it would look like a cartoon where they like wind up their legs like the Roadrunner cartoon where you're trying to get going.
And then never get going.
But I love it. I absolutely love it. So,
That's awesome.
200 meters, 400 meters. You know, I haven't even looked at Wednesday yet because I don't want to get too excited about getting to do speed work. But it's been pretty cool. But I've had to do it on an indoor track.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Thanks to Angel.
Well, I could do it on the treadmill. I would prefer to do it outside. It's just the weather hadn't cooperated the last 2 weeks, but the weather should be great for it this week.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it.
So it would be easier probably to do it on the treadmill, but it's interesting on an indoor track because my watch is not quite right for that. Right, like, I've got the lowest end Garmin, and it does it, but it's not perfect for it. Mm-hmm. But what's been awesome are the what I call the track people, like the tails from the track. Like, and I haven't talked to you about this because I've been saving it for podcast. So there's, of course, the walkers, right? And they're on the inside lane, and they're there every day, and you could tell that they're there every day. And you could tell, like, the ones that get aggravated with some, like the way they pass them. Like, they get a look, and then they put their head down, and they got to pass them, right? And, you know, there's a rut, like, they get into the running lane, and they don't really care, you know, that they're in the running lane. They just kind of saunter. And, well, they care if they actually see the nearly 200-pound man barreling at them barreling out of control. Like, he can't stop.
With arms flailing.
Well, I do look like Phoebe running when I go on the track. And then there's the, you know, it within that running group, you know, there's this these two ladies who are older. And I learned a lot about their lives because I, you know, passed them a few times.
Okay.
And on my slow pace, they were pretty fast walkers. And my slow pace right now with what Coach Andy over at Silver Fox has given to me is barely above a walk for me.
Oh.
So I can walk almost as fast as I'm running that.
Okay.
And, you know, it's tough to do that. But, you know, I'm trying to trust the process. So I can hear that. So anyway, because of proximity and the way I could hear a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I learned a lot about them, including that you don't buy a calligrapher service off of Pinterest for your granddaughter's wedding.
Oh, you don't do that?
Apparently not. Okay. And she talked about this for a good 5 minutes.
Wow.
And then I got to run, you know, like past them. And then when I came back, she was still talking about it. So that's a bad thing.
She was very apparently. Upset. She was very upset about it.
And then the second time I went, I got to hear a couple fighting.
Oh, nice.
While they walked around the track. And
helps burn more calories.
It was explicit at times.
Nice.
And, you know, I hope that they patched it up. next time
you see them this week. Do you almost want to go back so you can see?
I kind of went back. I almost wanted to go back the next day to try to see what was going on because I'm like, I got to figure out what's happened here. And like this one I heard because it was on my cool down laps, you know, like walking. And so I slowed down.
So you can listen more? Hear,
I mean, it was like your reality shows. I'm telling you, it was pretty saucy. And if she didn't call him, an F-bomb idiot once, she didn't say it 50 times. Nice. I mean, like, it was unbelievable.
That's
like,
awesome.
It was crazy.
That's awesome. And they're at, like, they're working out together. I mean, that's just crazy.
And I'm right behind them. They got to know I can hear.
Because they're probably hearing you breathe.
So that's for sure. Everybody was hearing me breathe. They had a medic that just, like, showed up. What's that ambulance? Why is it here every time you walk in the door?
Just in case, sir. It's just precautionary. Our insurance isn't really fully picked up
yet. It was really embarrassing when I walk up to the desk to, you know, check in and give them my $3 since we're not members.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you're still CPR trained, right? You know that defibrillator, right? Come on.
I'm good.
Sir, is this run going to be with or without oxygen? But yeah, so she was like laying into
That's
him
awesome.
About.
But what was it? Like, what were they fighting over?
Sex.
Oh, God.
That's what I was saying. It was explicit. Like,
I didn't know that.
It was
so, like, he wasn't.
It was explicit. It
felt
like
he wasn't doing it right or like what?
It was a little column A, not doing it right.
Not doing it right.
A little column B where she thinks that he might have a medical issue and he doesn't want to get it checked out. We can all.
Oh, my gosh. You need to go back. Need to go back.
There are commercials about the medication needed for that medical condition. And I'm like, oh I've got to keep. And he's not even telling her like to like be quiet. He's like arguing with her.
Is he like trying to put it off on her? Like something's wrong with her and that's why it's not working?
Part of it was that. And so then, all right, so this is like our first PG-13 like segment. And then she starts saying to him, and I kid you not, maybe if you watched a little less porn and paid a little more attention to me, this would go better. And I'm like, oh, dude.
You got to keep that hidden. You can't let her know how much you're watching.
I'm like, come on, man. What are you thinking? And they're, but they just keep talking. Now, we're the only three in there at this point.
Yeah, but isn't it like open? Like, isn't it? It's like the track around the, like the, there's the a, soccer field.
Yeah, there's, a, but there's nobody below. It's dark.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's
okay.
nobody in there. Yeah. Okay. I mean, when you come around, like if they were louder, you might be able to hear them like where the basketball courts are.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they were not super loud, but like loud enough to hear if you're near them, right? Like they were.
I guess like sound doesn't go down. Sound goes. Travels up.
Yeah,
so.
I have no idea. But I, all I know is that they were like, it wasn't whispering, but it wasn't full volume.
Yeah.
It was crazy. In the end, you know, you wanted to just say to them, I mean, because they were fairly young.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and I think that.
Did you see like a ring? Were they married?
I didn't look.
Okay. And some women take their rings off when they work out.
I mean, she was pretty. Like fit and tiny compared to him. He was a pretty big dude.
Mm.
And I don't think that he's always been a big dude. I think that's why they're at the track. And, you know, it was pretty crazy. And then I, you know, end up passing them eventually because I just wanted to know, maybe they don't know I'm like right behind them.
Yeah.
And I hear her go, "You should look at that fatmanchronicles.com thing that he's got on. He doesn't look that big."
Oh my gosh, maybe he's a listener now.
And so I wanted to turn around and pitch him, but I didn't want to Dr. Phil him. So I'm like, I better just keep going. I'm
like, did you like straighten out the shirt a little bit?
I flexed. So. I was like flexing. Yeah, it was. And then, so that's like, that was like the craziest thing. And then the craziest part of the runners were, all right, I'm not fast, even when I'm sprinting, right? And I got to use air quotes. Sprinting, right? I'm running like 9:30 to 10:30 a mile pace, right?
Yeah.
That's a big deal for me, not a big deal for others, right?
Right.
And there was this dude who was flying around the track. Flying. He passed me. He lapped me every single lap. Uh-huh. Like, so he was doing like 2 to 1.
Oh my gosh.
Of these laps as I'm running. So, I mean, he was running like a 5 minute, 5.5 minute mile. Like he
on
was
a track.
He was just flying around this thing. And an old guy got angry at him.
Oh, really?
He yelled at him to slow down. I'm like, it's the get off your lawn guy, right? Like,
seriously.
Get off my track, you like, and your fast feet.
Did he have a cane and like an oxygen mask too?
It was really funny. I mean, this guy was really old and he's like, slow down. And I'm like, what are you telling me? It's a track. He's in the run lane.
Exactly.
So it was pretty, funny. And then I'm running my slow part and these two people were running together and two girls and they passed me. Right. And, you know, I stayed like as much to the right as you can in a track lane. Right. And they passed me. And I kid you not, the one says to the other one, he might as well just walk. And I'm like, got no argument, like not too far off. So, but it was pretty interesting.
That's
like
funny.
The whole, like the track is like where the action's going on in Woodridge.
Yeah. Apparently.
So that was pretty funny. And then I get out and I'm like, I'm thirsty. So I look in the vending machine to see if they've got a bottled water to go instead of just drinking out of the fountain.
Yeah.
And it's a healthy vend and it's got, everything's got sugar in it.
Oh my gosh.
Including the drinks. I'm like, oh, I got to walk away.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just got to walk away.
That's crazy.
Literally everything's got a giant amount of sugar in it.
Yeah.
There's nothing in, I take that back. There was Skinny Pop.
Oh, well, there you go.
Other than that, it had giant amounts of.
That's funny.
Sugar. So anyway, my training is going really well.
Yeah, it is.
My one problem, and I wrote a blog about this, is I'm like looking ahead.
Yeah.
Because like I really want to do a marathon.
You need to just focus on what's in front of you right now.
So that's kind of what the blog was about.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got some questions like from, you know, some subbers, and this is why I love the group, right? And like, hey, what's, like, I read this, like, what's your problem? Like, what's the problem?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's a problem. It's just, I just want to enjoy what I'm doing more.
Yeah.
I am enjoying the process, but maybe that's kind of it. Like, I know that the process has an endpoint right now because there's a race.
Right, right.
And I've signed up for a 5K in Toronto after that.
Yeah.
But in reality, I can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a bigger challenge after that to drag me along. And so I thought that was going to be Runner's World Festival, but it looks like there's going to be scheduling conflicts.
Right.
And I'm not sure that I can make it work now, which stinks because I've been talking about it for quite a while.
Yep. Now everyone's going to call you a liar.
True.
Yeah.
Not new, though. So I don't know if we'll be able to make that. And now the week before, there's a lot of subbers going to Niagara.
Right.
And now I've got FOMO. It's a pretty good contingent going, too. Yeah. And it's like, well, that weekend we could make work.
Yes.
It's just bad timing. So for Runner's World. So I'm,
yeah,
I don't
we
know.
Can't do
and,
both.
And
we
I'm
can't do
like
both.
Watching people accomplish these amazing things. And so Marianne, who's a sub 30 person, she hit a PR in her second marathon this last weekend.
Yeah.
In the pouring
rain. Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah. That was awesome.
Right. I mean, I'm like watching and then like, I think her phone, like the tracking didn't seem to be.
Yeah. You were concerned.
So I was like, what's going on? And then I saw some posts and she has a, I think a little, you know, like asthma too that can kick in. Like
yeah,
if
for sure.
The conditions aren't great.
And like Omarosa.
Yes. Exactly like Omarosa. Actually, that's exactly
Omarosa.
What I think of. Omarosa. Sorry.
Omarosa.
Lady O. So she hit a PR and the whole time she's like listening to the Gomers. So
that's awesome.
Lady after my own heart with that.
Yeah.
And I love her hashtag. Her hashtag is if Nana can do it.
No, that's awesome.
It's just great.
That's great.
So congratulations to Mary. I don't know if she listens or not. I've never asked.
Oh.
But
congratulations
anyway. Congratulations. If you don't, congratulations.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then a listener, James, tweeted that if he hit a PR in his 5K, that he would buy FMC swag as his reward. Isn't that crazy?
Can't you go with a better, like, you know, reward for
I know,
yourself?
I love it. So he did. He hit a PR. He bought himself some swag.
That's awesome.
Which is great. And he's going to be a guest. So him and I have been talking about it. So he, at one point in the not too distant past, weighed 400 pounds.
Wow. Oh, I think you mentioned him before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazing. Great for
you know,
him.
Him and I have been, you know, talking via Twitter and I can't wait to have him on. I listened to an interview with him on another podcast and it was great.
Yeah.
But there was some questions like I'm like asking questions as I'm running.
You know, they can't hear you.
And I know. And then people just think I'm talking to myself.
Well.
Which I am.
Yeah.
We're used to that.
Pretty much.
But he, I think he's going to be a great guest because he brings a different angle when it comes to like massive weight loss. And he obviously had an athlete inside that, you know, bigger body because the dude is running that 5K in like 25 something.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, he's
great for him.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
And this was the one. So he had done his first one. I think it was last. It might have only been last year at that same race.
That's
so,
crazy.
I mean,
That's just awesome.
Unbelievable,
good
right?
for him.
So that was,
yeah,
that was pretty darn cool. Like for that to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's pretty neat. And then another thing that I thought was cool was our talk with Melissa last night about
Her walk, her walking marathon. I know. I said maybe next year that might be one of my goals for next year to walk a It's a half marathon.
She's doing the half, but
right.
It's called Walk Wisconsin. So I looked this up because I was like super intrigued.
Yeah.
And it's called Walk Wisconsin on June 2nd.
Yeah.
And there's a marathon and a half marathon. And I think there's other things
I think there's probably
too,
like a 10K or something. Yeah.
5K maybe. There's something for everybody. But it's specifically made for walkers.
I think that's awesome.
Me
yeah.
too. That's tremendous. I mean, I think you can run it. I don't see anything in here that says
no
running.
Yeah. The old man's going to be out there.
He is. They actually just have him screaming at you at the start.
Exactly. No running. Melissa. I mean, she's and they had a training program as well out there for everyone. So I think that's awesome. Yeah. It sounds like a really cool time. I mean, I said that I couldn't add any goals this year. That's just too much pressure. So, but she said she would do it with me next year if I did that.
Well,
up,
that same month, I want us to do
that's
like
we're gonna
a 25 mile hike.
Right.
So.
So clearly, I can't do a half marathon and a hike. I mean, that's just insane. So
how speaking of that, how are the steps going?
The steps are going good. I did miss a day when Michaela was sick last Friday. She was home. I didn't get I wasn't, you know, I was very much tied to her, and I did not get up. Yeah. So I did miss my day. And then my Fitbit wasn't working one day. So it was like missing some, like, it, like on Saturday, it said I only got like 1,000 steps, whereas I was out and about doing a million things on Saturday. So clearly not accurate.
Sure, blame the Fitbit.
It was the Fitbit. But I'm doing good. But March 1st is coming up. And so I would add another 1,000 steps. So now we're up to 3,000. I'm probably going to have to start like actually doing something, because 2,000 a day is pretty hard for me to make sure I get. So 3,000 with my normal activity is probably near impossible. So I might actually have to start trying to do something.
Well, I mean, at this point, like in March, you have March, April, May.
Right.
Right. To really train.
Yeah.
For, I mean, because we're looking at like it's about 26 miles.
Right.
So let's break this down in steps. So you're probably, what, 2,200 steps per mile?
I think so. No, less than
that. Well, 2,000 is what a normal person is.
Oh.
So are you 10% more, you think? That's kind of what I always was judging
you
on.
Yeah.
So if you're 2,200 per mile, right, and we just do the quick math on that, you're talking about give or take – somewhere, because, you know, there will be some wandering in here, right?
Yeah.
So somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 steps.
That's a lot of steps.
This month, your goal was less than that total. So I think that in March, it gets up to...
That gets close. That will be 33,000.
But that's
be
in
about
a
90,
month, and we're talking about a day.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So that's why,
So are you thinking, like, you'll try to get the 3,000 plus... then throw in some like walking, like treadmill walking or outside walking or something?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking I'm going to probably have to do. Like some, you know, the weather's getting nicer, but I get bored. I get bored outside. Fresh air. Ugh, it's so overrated. I'll probably do treadmill walk. I'll probably
I'm going to go on a 26-mile hike with you in the boring outside.
It's different. When I'm with somebody, it's different. I get bored by myself.
Well, we could walk together. Right?
Yeah. No.
That was huge pause.
But you're doing, yes, we can walk together.
It has nothing to do with what I run. It's walking.
Yes. But we're not at the weather point where we could. I mean, it still gets dark at night. And I mean, early. It doesn't get.
We could have done something tonight.
A little bit. Yeah. But, you know, Michaela gets hungry. We have to cook dinner. I mean, lot.
I know. I hear
you. It's a lot. So, but yes, we can definitely, we will start doing that.
I'm not saying every day. I'm saying a couple of days a week, a weekend.
Yeah, for
sure. You could throw some stuff in. I'm not pressuring you. I'm just saying, like, it's
don't pressure me.
It's not that far away.
No, I know.
To get that many.
I agree.
I mean,
we're
talking about a marathon.
Yeah, I know.
In a day. Now, we need to probably think about it.
Yeah.
Do we need to break it into 2 days?
Yeah.
You know?
We really probably, we should look into that.
We'll have to look to see how that goes. So what I think we'll do, though, is something flat. So what I was looking at doing is the Lake Geneva Shore Path.
Oh, right. Yes.
Which is pretty flat. It's got about 26 miles total, because it kind of weaves in and out of the shoreline. But you can't be bored with that scenery.
No. And then isn't that what your brother and Sarah used to do?
They've done that, yeah.
For the training on the for the canyon.
Yeah. They've done that before. So I'm just not sure that we could do it all in one day. I'm not sure you
but
can get
to that
point.
But isn't that the point of an epic hike, is to do it all in one day?
No. It could be an epic hike over 2 days. It
what
doesn't
do we
make
do?
Any
Uber
less...
back to a hotel or something? Or how's that work?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll have to look, because we're on the shoreline. There may be a place to stay.
And then we like, you're going to carry my stuff? You going to carry my stuff?
I mean, it's a little bit of clothes and a backpack and a toothbrush. I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
Or you could just camp on the shore. There's boats in the water, right? Can't we just sleep on a boat?
Let's just borrow someone's boat for the night. You don't even have to ask. You just go on there. It's fine.
I mean, don't you guys know any sailors on Lake Geneva?
I don't know anyone. Well, Robin and Mike used to have their boat on
Lake but they don't anymore. They went to Lake Michigan.
I want to be on the big boys. So my train, I'm stepping it up. Going to probably incorporate some treadmill work and get it going.
So, I mean, I think it'd be kind of cool.
It's an old
path.
Like, we get to use our walking sticks.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's the only reason why I'm doing it.
The walking sticks.
Walking sticks.
You can use the walking sticks and the treadmill if you can figure it out. I'm all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking for it. Yeah, no. We should definitely look into what we want to do and stuff.
Well,
but, yep. Come March. 3,000 steps. I'm ready.
Or more.
Or more. Yeah. No, I don't stop. Like when I hit 2,000, it's not like, oh, I'm sitting.
No, I'm just saying like 3,000 is kind of like the day. And then you might have more on top of that on the days where you do longer walks. That's
exactly all
I'm saying.
Yep. For sure.
I mean, we don't want to.
Don't.
I'm not trying to pressure
don't
you.
Don't pressure. We know what happens.
I know.
Don't.
But if you're not ready, we won't do it though, because I know how miserable it is to be out there when you're not ready. And there's nothing that says we can't do this in September.
Right.
So if you're not ready, well, wait.
I'll be ready.
You know. So.
I know it annoys you, but it shouldn't. I'm very positive in that.
I know. To you, it's positive. To me, it just, as somebody who's been through hell with this physical stuff, it just seems arrogant. Like it just comes off that way to me. It's like, oh yeah, I'll be fine. Like that's the way it sounds in my head.
Wow.
And so I understand for you, it's confidence, but for me, it's like, oh God, like that's exactly, and maybe it's projection because I'm hearing myself and how I was with the things where I failed.
Right.
Or got like just miserable.
Right.
But it can happen. So, and I forgot to mention too, I'm going to 5 days a week running. Maybe. Well, it's optional.
Oh.
I started this last week.
Oh, yeah?
On Friday, I ran Friday. So normally I was off Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Now the schedule has an optional run on Friday.
That's
just
cool.
Another 2 miles easy. So I added that in too.
Very cool.
I think I actually had a subject too to talk about. I don't know how long we've been talking though.
I think we're at, 50 minutes?
It's, about 45, I think.
45?
Yeah. It's been a while, but I do want to hit on this real quick. So
okay.
I saw an article today that talked about childhood obesity is not on the decline like we thought.
Oh, okay.
Which is terrible.
Yes.
Right? And it reminded me of a story from either earlier this, I don't know, it was sometime last week, I think, where Weight Watchers gave away free memberships, or are going to give away free memberships for teens. Did you see this story?
No, I didn't see that.
So Weight Watchers basically said that they're going to give away memberships to teenagers, and they have to get permission from an adult.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they have to come to a meeting. I think they have to come to a meeting. I think it's like the once a week or whatever.
Like a teen meeting or something?
I guess. I don't know.
Can't imagine like teens going to like an adult. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you can learn from adults.
Yeah. So what they said, the spokesperson said in a statement was, for a 6-week period this summer, teens will be able to join Weight Watchers for free and can continue their membership through age 17. They will be required to go to one of our meeting locations for their parent guardian to provide consent, as we know a family-based approach is critical at this age. Then they went on to say, we have and will continue to talk with healthcare professionals about specific criteria and guidelines as we get ready to launch this program. We think there's a real opportunity to make an impact on a problem that is not currently being addressed effectively. What do you think the world's reaction to this has been?
Well, it should be a positive one that Weight Watchers is trying to do something to help teens get better educated and stuff. But my guess in the world of today is that it was probably very negative, and that we should just accept people for what they are and not project skinny lifestyles or whatever on children.
Yeah, they were ripped.
Yeah.
I mean, massively ripped,
yeah.
Right? And so my favorite are the – and I'm going to read a few of these, right? That I found on Twitter. And my favorite is always the N equals one, right?
Mm-hmm.
My experience, I'm
right.
going to project onto every other person, right?
Right.
And so Becca, I mean, she put it on Twitter, so I'm going to,
yeah.
You know, I can say it. So she said, weekly weigh-ins at Weight Watchers meetings beginning at age 12, arrow, turned into daily weigh-ins at my house, arrow, turned into obsessive weigh-ins multiple times a day. Weight Watchers is an quote unquote innocent program, is not an innocent program. It causes severely harmful emotional, mental, and physical desires. Hashtag wake up Weight Watchers.
Wow.
Next one. Witchy All Year says, food is fuel, not points, not shame, fuel. Teens deserve to have healthy relationships with food free from moralizing. Hashtag wake up Weight Watchers.
Huh.
Christy Harrison, registered dietitian, says to anyone wondering why we're tweeting about hashtag wake up Weight Watchers, scientific research has shown that putting kids on diets and commenting on their weight puts them at risk of hashtag eating disorders and a lifetime of behavior far, all caps, worse than their health, for their health than being at a high weight.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
I don't know if the program is good, bad, or in between.
Right.
I've used Weight Watchers amongst many other things.
Yeah, we've talked about it. We've talked how I've cheated on it.
But yes, that was great. I do have an issue, though, that Weight Watchers just says, hey, we're going to give people an opportunity to utilize our program for free.
Right.
Right. And our reaction to that is, as a society overall, gets a hashtag that trends,
right,
wake up Weight Watchers. And basically, the next week, we get a very well-respected research paper, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that says obesity, by the way, in kids is on the rise. And you know what? It really hits smaller kids, and then it really hits again in the teen years, especially females, 16 to 19. It's growing at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
Right? These are all, all females who said it. It's really a female-centric program overall.
It is. Yeah.
I know that they would probably argue no, but I would say it really is, right?
Yeah.
Oprah's not speaking to men as much as she's speaking to women, right?
Yes.
And we have a disconnect here. So if Weight Watchers can't help and the obesity problem is continuing to happen and we can't talk to kids about their weight and we can't help them make better choices with their food and we can't teach them what makes people go overweight and what the consequences of that are, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And you can't tell me that it's all going to be in the home, because my guess is that the people in the home are fat too.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the kid, it's not often you see a fat kid and two skinny parents. Like, it can happen.
It can happen.
Right? But it's fairly rare. There's some genetics in there that's usually at play on the younger age. But in the teen years, like, we want schools to teach it. Is that okay? Can Weight Watchers not teach it, but schools? I guess I just don't understand what the solution is.
That's the thing. It's like with schools, so we can impose, like, you know, the whole healthy, like, schools can get funding if they adapt certain lunch programs and have a healthy lunch program and stuff like that. So that's okay. So telling schools that they can't have French fries or they can't have fried chicken, they can't have this stuff, that's okay. But Weight Watchers trying to say, hey, we're going to offer you some tools for free with your parental consent to help you learn how to portion size. Because that's what Weight Watchers a lot is about, your portion size. I mean, yes, they have the whole point system, but the point system is all about portion size. It's like if you have a cup of rice versus 5 cups of rice, that's 1 point versus 5 points. You know, it's that kind of where you can learn and help. If you see it that way, I mean, it's very hard for a girl being overweight, and you don't want anyone to come to you as a teenage girl telling you you're fat. You don't want that. But as a teenage girl, you also know that you are fat. You're not in some denial like, oh, I'm so perfect. No, if you're fat, you know you're fat. You don't want anyone telling you're fat. But, and so the Weight Watcher program,
That was Alexa.
That was Alexa. Sorry, Alexa. The Weight Watcher program, and it doesn't sound like they have to go to meetings every week. From what you read, it sounds to me like you have to go to one meeting so that the parent gives you consent. And then you can check online or whatever it sounded like. I mean, it could be a great opportunity for kids that need that help. And I don't see why this is such a negative. I don't.
I I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. What I have a problem with is...
I don't think it's negative.
What I have a problem with is the reaction to tell me your one story. And look, Becca, like, I feel for you.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you in on a secret you may discover when you're a little bit older. It was you.
Right.
Not Weight Watchers. You need to accept responsibility for the choices that you're making.
Yeah.
And if you were forced to go to Weight Watchers when you were young...
Well,
that's between you and your parents.
Right. Don't take it on the company.
But Weight Watchers isn't there moralizing. They're not telling you that you have to be perfect. They're just saying, we're here as a tool to help you lose weight. And at least that's the way I always took it.
And you can take it or leave it. Like, it's not like some cult that you have to, you know, it's...
Right. And at this point...
Do what you want with it.
You know, the Weight Watchers, I've really never heard Weight Watchers causes eating disorders. Like, no. That's not been, they've been one of the top ranked diets for a very long time.
They've been around for so long. How can they, I mean, seriously, it just.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't, you could say a lot of things about Oprah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she would want to put children in danger. And she does own a big chunk of that company.
Yeah.
And I think she would stop it.
If
she thought it was a bad thing.
No, she was probably thought this was a great idea. Because honestly, when you read it to me, I'm like, wow, that's a great idea for kids. And it's another source for them that they can, you know, that they have an online app. Kids love apps. I think it's great. And I mean, she probably thought it was a great idea. And now they hear the backlash, she's probably like, oh, crap.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen anything from her, but
I'm shocked that she hasn't said anything.
You know, I don't follow a lot of news anymore like I used to.
I didn't see this at all, which is odd.
Yeah, it was the last thing I'm reading here is from the Today Show from February. Oh, this was 2 weeks ago, February 13th. So, I mean, the memberships are kids age 13 to 17.
Right.
So they could be in it for 4 years if they wanted to.
Yeah.
See if I would have read the article. So it says the decision has drawn criticism from health advocates warning against potentially negative effects like eating disorders and unhealthy body image. While Weight Watchers has stated the move supports, quote, the development of healthy habits at a critical stage, unquote, and was endorsed by Weight Watchers spokesperson Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
In the end, though, I think part of the problem that I've got with the reaction is we're giving kids permission to not take responsibility for their actions.
Right.
Weight Watchers is a tool that can help you potentially. Look, it worked for me until it didn't work.
Yeah.
Right? And it never worked for you
because
you just cheated.
I cheated. It wasn't the right thing for me. It just wasn't the right thing. And it's not for everybody.
It isn't. And it wouldn't be for me now because they're telling me I could eat a bunch of stuff that I know makes me feel bad.
Right.
Right. So it just doesn't fit. And I can make that choice. But not long ago, I talked to you about going back to Weight Watchers.
We did talk about that. And we have a Weight Watchers cookbook too. But yeah, we did talk about going back to Weight Watchers. It just wasn't the right place for me, but it has worked for people. Our friend Carla and listener, she used it and she lost a lot of weight with it. But, you know, it's one of those things where you have to stick with it and stick with the meal size plan and stuff like that. And I mean, it can work for people, but it's not for everyone. And so I don't think like we as a society need to judge people if they want to try it. It seems crazy to me. And it's up to the parent. If the parent sees, as a parent, you need to be watching your child. If you notice your child is starting to have body images or is getting on the scale every 5 seconds, then maybe you have us sit down and talk with them.
Well, and maybe you just get this, like remove the scale.
Right.
I mean, at least at the house. I mean, they could do whatever they want outside the house, right? But remove it at the house. In the end, the one part I'm glad about, regardless of the reaction, is it's causing a conversation.
That's true.
And we've been too silent on this.
Yeah.
We are talking about a population where kids are obese at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's from poor food being available in massive quantities and cheap, right?
Yeah.
Or if it's lack of activity and they're just not burning fast enough at that age. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I can say is that we've got bigger kids and we know there are health risks associated with that.
There are.
And as they age and if they don't get it under control, we're all going to pay for it as a society because our premiums will just keep going up for insurance. Mm-hmm. Healthcare providers will be overrun with problems. And, you know, we're going to look somewhere else for it to be solved.
Right.
And we need to look in the mirror. Yeah. And as a child, I can't expect them to look in the mirror.
No, no, you can't.
Right. And I'm not saying that you tell your daughter, hey, you know, you're fat. I'm not saying that at all.
No, that doesn't work.
But people do recognize it. I think This Is Us is actually, I mean, back to our my favorite show. This Is Us does a really good job of that.
Right.
Where when she's, when Kate is in her younger age, at one point I even think she says to her dad, look, I'm fat. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get that guy or get that audition or whatever it was, right? Because I'm big. Like, I know it. Like, I'm not an idiot, right? Yeah. And so I kind of don't feel that it's people are in denial about being bigger at a younger age.
No.
It's just they don't feel like they have tools or have a safe place to figure it out.
Right.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
And frankly, who listens to their mom and dad about stuff at that age?
Nobody.
Right? So maybe if Oprah's telling them.
There you go. Maybe then they'll help.
Well, I didn't want to get too all serious, but to me, this was like a big deal.
No,
like,
this was a big one.
And I'm not saying that you should turn these kids into, you know, fat eating machines either. No. I don't know enough about that.
No, we don't know how it's going
to
affect
them. To be able to say, like, your kids should go keto or whatever. Now, there are other people that are experts that can help steer you, right?
Exactly.
But
not us.
I don't know. I mean, and food sensitivities and like all that stuff come into play too.
Mm-hmm.
And well, actually, I'll get those results soon.
Yeah, we'll be able to see.
Oh, yeah. I got my total left turn.
Yeah.
Right. I got my DNA.
You did.
Ancestry results.
You did.
And I am not what I thought I was.
No.
So we always thought, well, on my dad's side, we knew Italian.
Yeah.
Sicily for the most part. And on my mom's side, we really thought we were mostly German with a little Scotch Irish or whatever it is that they always told me was thrown in. It turns out that high confidence, 49% Europe South, Italy.
Yeah.
15% Europe West, Germany.
Yeah.
22% Great Britain.
You're royal.
I'm royal. And then the next biggest one was Middle East. Who knew? And then Scandinavia, the Caucasus.
Yeah.
And some Eastern Europe. And then some stuff.
You're
that
a
mutt. Just, but there's
You're
like.
A mutt.
Yeah. But there's some, even Senegal is in there.
I know. We talked about me doing it.
Yeah.
To see what, because I've always, my family's always been the same way. Italian, my German. Dad, and then German.
Yeah. So
even though my grandfather always joked that he had a little French in him.
Well, there maybe we could find out. Maybe
well, they
French
were
Canadian.
Right, well, they were right on the border of Germany and France. So
like near like Alsace.
Yes, exactly. So
well,
depending
Alsace
on what
was German at some points and French.
Exactly.
At others.
So depending on what war was going on, they were, you know, German or French. So
yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Like the results were fascinating. And now I've done a 23andMe to get the food and health markers.
That will be.
I think it's
going to
be pretty darn fun. That's going to be pretty cool to check
out.
Yeah,
for sure. So, and we'll share that.
Well, I think. Oh, wait. Reviews.
Oh, yes. We have a new review.
We have two new reviews.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, I don't have them ready because I completely forgot about them.
It's on the board.
I know. But I still forgot about them, though. So I did not bring them up in iTunes. I wonder if I can get my phone without making too much noise on the microphone. So we're going to try that. Thanks for filling air while I did that,
oh,
too,
sorry.
Instead of looking at something.
Well, I had a missed call.
Okay.
Who called me?
You're podcasting. It's more important.
I know, right?
It's way more important.
So it's work. You want me to sing?
But you could have looked at that in like 2 minutes after you helped fill some air.
I know. Now I'm here. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
All right.
The baby's sleeping.
So
the cat's not talking.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, too late now. But anyway, so Lil Bitty D. That's the screen name. Lil Bitty D.
Lil Bitty D.
Not little. Lil.
Lil.
Lil Bitty.
Lil Bitty.
All right.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know.
Lil Bitty.
We're going to find out. Pete and Gretchen flow easily out of their space into the space of your brain where you go for inspiration. Speaking from a technical point, Their voices are comforting to listen to.
Aww.
Like an old familiar friend you haven't seen in a long while, but pick up with where you left off. Sorry, I can't read.
And he has his glasses on even.
Yeah. The intro music is engaging and fun. It sets the mood for the podcast beautifully. This husband and wife team cover many bases, from wine to reality shows to healthy living, cooking, weight loss, and training for a marathon. Technically, it's a half marathon, but thank you.
Now it might be a marathon.
Maybe. Through their authentic banter and discussions, they turn their listeners onto other podcast resources, which they listen to themselves. Their sincere and transparent this is super detailed. I love this. Their sincere and transparent discussions related to the real life struggles that come with weight loss and loving food draw the listener into their world. The time goes by so fast. Before you know it, you've listened to several. Their hashtag Be Better Today is truly how they live and how they prompt you to live. Highly recommend. Let them join you in your journey. You will be glad you did.
Aww, little baby. I wonder who that is.
Could it be Dawn? That's a D.
D could be Dawn.
Could be.
It kind of sounds like her too. Like she's a good writer like that, I feel.
And that's 5 stars.
Oh,
so appreciate that.
Nice.
And then the other one is from Derek.
Oh, okay.
And he's a sub 30 guy. And he gives us 5 stars. And then he says, fun listen. Oh, the title of the other one was What a Podcast Should Be.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Right. That's a lot of pressure.
So Derek says, fun listen. Gretchen makes the show. Pete is lucky to ride her coattails. Nice to hear their journey of NSNG. Now if they talked more about boxed wines.
Oh, we haven't had any boxed wines.
Yeah.
I think we got to get one.
Yeah. Well, and here's the deal. I think he shortened that up because I think there was a line in there about something like I'd figure that out someday, which is I figured that out a long time ago. I mean, that's why you're on the show. I wasn't going to do it alone. So, yeah,
awesome.
It was.
Those are awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you both. And, you know, I think we'll wait until we get a couple of.
Heck was that?
Wow. My back spasm for the first time in a long time. We need better chairs. We can't do this on folding chairs. Wow.
I'm perfectly fine.
That was terrible.
Ooh. Talk about good podcasting.
Ooh, man. Yeah, that was terrible. But anyway, we will wait for maybe a couple more reviews and then draw
out of
the
drawing.
Hat. Yeah, draw it out of the hat.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Let's wrap it up. You've been listening to episode 24 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music, as always, is by Safar. You Got Me Wrong. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories. Well, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I don't know what the Snapchats is.
They're not, because after Kylie Jenner, she said that Snapchat is stupid. They're plummeted.
Oh no.
Their stock has totally plummeted.
Oh no. Poor Snapchat.
Poor Snapchat.
Don't get on the wrong side of Jenner.
Don't mess up with the Kardashian Jenners. I'm just saying.
Mercy. All right. Well, you can find us at fatmanchronicles.com and subscribe there to, you know, find things like what I write, which is phenomenal.
It is.
You can subscribe at Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a review on any of those platforms. It really helps us on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. And if you want some swag, there's more in the store all the time. Somebody actually bought the boxer shorts that said, God. Check out my runner's booty.
Like the women's ones or
no,
the men's?
The men's boxers.
Oh my gosh. I kind of want to.
I want to know who that is.
I want to know, and I kind of want if it's. I don't know about the picture though. I'm a little hesitant.
Oh, you want a picture?
Kind of. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm afraid.
Shirt off?
No, it's a little afraid. I'm a little afraid. I don't know.
Well, you could find that there at Zazzle.com/Fatman Chronicles. And finally, I need to put a link to that on my website.
Probably
On our website, but anyway. And then finally, you can become a patron. Thank you, as always, to our patrons, Julie and Linda and Christine.
Yeah.
All women.
Well.
Come on, dudes.
No pressure.
If you don't want to give monthly, we do have a donate button on the fatmanchronicles.com page. And we do appreciate all the support. It is an expensive hobby that we love and we'll keep doing it regardless. But every little bit does help. And we are super appreciative and quite frankly, shocked that anybody does it. So
yeah, pretty.
We appreciate it. It's been a long episode, but now you can get out there and be better today.
was not hiding. I was unsure. And now